Nicole gets kicked out. Rosanna is still with us. And Shaylee comes in to shake things up. You're watching the Paradise Hotel After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, yo, what's up, y'all? It's your boy, Jay Lamar, here for the Paradise Hotel After Show. I could not do this show alone. Thank God. I am joined by the beautiful
Lauren the Truth. What's up, guys?
Yes, yes. Thank you guys so much for joining us for the Paradise Hotel After Show. So much went on tonight. We had a big shakeup. Shaylee walks in and shakes things up. What do you think about tonight's episode?
Ooh, I liked it. There were so many moving pieces, like more than one bomb dropped. Mm-hmm. You start to see people come out of their shell who we thought were quiet before. Mm-hmm. So I felt like we got to see other people's true size.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought tonight's episode was fairly interesting. It was good to see Shaylee come in.
Yes.
And shake up everybody's lives, you know, bring us some spark back to Paradise Hotel.
Exactly.
After our girl Nicole got kicked out.
Of course.
You know, I was rooting for Nicole to stay in, but she got kicked out. So what'd you think about Nicole being, like, kicked out of the house?
I wasn't surprised. You know, she came in, she said she was going to shake it up. Mm-hmm. She did it. Not everyone liked how she went about it. Mm-hmm. So they kicked her off. And then not only that, she didn't really make a connection with anybody. There was potentially something there with David, mm-hmm. but they didn't get to explore that option. So I could see why they kicked her to the curb.
I definitely think that it was an opportunity for her to have some TV time.
Oh.
I definitely think.
Yes.
And I definitely think she capitalized off of her having some TV time.
Yeah, I think she would make a great show.
Yeah, I think all by herself.
Jet life. She already got the tag. Jet life. All she has to do is, you know, find some producers and boop.
I appreciated her energy, though. Like, she definitely had, like, a good vibe. So, what did you think that, who did you think that the guys were going to get rid of? Did you think they were going to get rid of Nicole, or did you have somebody else in mind?
I figured it was going to be Nicole.
Nicole.
I figured it was going to be Nicole, but David came out of his shell this episode. He was talking smack. He was plotting it. I liked it. And David's cute. Okay, but anyways, when he said, maybe we should get rid of Rosanna, I was like, yes, now you're playing with your head. But, of course, the other people
weren't on board. Well, he didn't say that until what? Tyler got up and went to the bathroom?
Well, he's not going to say it when Tyler's there. He was probably a little scared.
No, be a G about it.
Yeah, I can see why. Okay, obviously, Tyler and what's Tatum's boyfriend name? Bobby Ray. Mm-hmm. I can see why them two wouldn't, because they have the strongest alliance. But the other guys, they could have easily voted Rosanna off.
I definitely thought that. I'm tired of Rosanna.
I am, too.
I'm ready to see her and Tyler kind of explore different people, which it's gonna happen.
Yes.
I guess we'll talk about that a little bit later. But that's definitely gonna happen. But I mean, she was like, she been riding for that man since day one. First off, I was very shocked that she picked Tyler. I wasn't expecting her to pick Tyler day one.
Did you? Why?
I thought that she was gonna pick the one that everybody wants. What's his name?
Carlos.
I thought she was going to pick Carlos.
Well, she did at the end. But
in the beginning, I thought that the very first episode, I was like, oh, I can see her and Carlos working.
I mean, they're, okay, Rosanna and Tyler, they're both very attractive. Mm-hmm. You know, both tan, dark hair, mm-hmm. nice height. So I could see why she would just automatically gravitate towards him. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I could see her being with Carlos, too.
Yeah, that's what I really thought that she was going to be with. But, I mean, her and Tyler have been
Kicking it.
But I think Tyler's the type of man that it just gets comfortable with
whoever's presented to him.
Yeah, who's ever presented to him.
He does look like that. And he's, yeah, because he doesn't really have much backbone when it comes to Rosanna.
Ain't that kind of weird?
Like, especially when she was literally going hysterical, mm-hmm. throwing fits when the two new girls came in. You know, at first, him and Bobby Ray stand to the side. They don't talk to the new girls. And she's like, I know what you're plotting. I know how you're plotting. Girls want what they can't have.
That's crazy.
Then he goes and talks to them. And then she starts flicking them off, saying, you should have came to me. I'm like, girl, what do you want?
Crazy. In 2 weeks?
Two weeks. And she's that obsessed over him.
But you know what? I think that he's equally as obsessed with her.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I'll tell you why after a bit. After you tell our After Buzzers something special that you have
for them. Okay, After Buzzers. We just want to thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. We could not do this without you. So if you're listening right now, whether it's on the podcast, make sure you give us 5 stars. If you're watching us on YouTube, give us a thumbs up. Feel free to comment because we honestly could not do this without you. We are definitely appreciative of AfterBuzz because it gives us this platform to do what we love best. So thank you guys so much for supporting us. Tell your friends and family to check us out as well.
Everybody, tell everybody to follow us and hit us up and also give us 5 stars on the podcast. Mm-hmm. And make sure you like and share and subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
You know, shout out to Denicia, Louisie, Denicia in the live chat. I'm sorry, I got my glasses on. Yeah. And shout out to Just Sheldon for stopping by as well. You know, we appreciate it.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. What do you think about Carlos basically kicking Mary Elena to the curb and just going straight for Caitlyn? This is typical Carlos, right?
Carlos has been sneaky since day one.
Yes.
When you put money on that man's mind, he spares no remorse. Like, he has been, like, just been... And I can't believe people keep falling for him.
Yeah.
After seeing, like, day one, what he did to our homegirl...
Deandra. Yes. Well, even the British guy, the British narrator, he's so funny. But he even says, like, yeah, Carlos only cares about Carlos in his funny way. Mm-hmm. And it's so true. He's going to do what he needs to do to win the game. Now, I do think he actually is attracted to Caitlyn. I do think he is feeling her. Mm-hmm. But... the other girls...
Caitlyn or 250K. Caitlyn or 250K. Like, you know what he's going for.
Yeah. And, I mean, Kendall even warned the new girl because... what's her name? The new girl. Dang.
The new girl?
Caitlyn. I said her name like 5 times. Caitlyn. Her name is Caitlyn. Mm-hmm. So, anyways... Kendall warns Caitlyn. She's like, yeah, he really was rocking with Mary Elena. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, snap, maybe I should be a little mindful. But, I mean, she has no other connection, so she can't really do too much at all. So, yeah, I think Carlos is just – I want Carlos going. I want Carlos going more than Rosanna because even though I'm sick of Rosanna, she stirs the pot and she's, like, kind of running the house – not anymore. She was running the house, but now the tables turn. So I like to see where this goes.
I'm kind of confused, though. If Carlos leaves, like, Tyler holds it down, but the other guys are kind of like, they're not popping.
They're not. But you know what? In this episode, David comes to a realization. He says, I realize that I'm starting to carry 100% of the weight in our relationship between me and Kendall. So I think now...
100% of the weight in 2 weeks.
Yes.
Ciao.
No, he really is. You don't think so?
In 2 weeks, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, okay, Nicole comes in, shows him a little attention, and then he's like, oh, like, you know, she's showing me more attention than my own girl that I sleep with every night is. So I think he might get the confidence he needs to step it up and make some other connections. I think he should.
But I definitely think, like, I have to remind myself that this show is only 2 weeks old. Well, when they filmed that part,
yeah, it's like two weeks.
Because it feels like it's been longer, but it's
kind of 3 weeks now. Yeah. But...
so let's talk about Miss Shaylee.
Okay.
Shaylee comes into the building.
So
Nicole leaves.
Yes.
Bye, Nicole.
Bye, Jet Lag.
And they usher in
Shaylee. Tyler's ex.
Ain't that crazy?
Ooh, that felt like some Are You the One thing again.
Yes.
Like we were talking about.
I was confused because at Tyler's face, like his face got like blushing red. Like he was just like super shocked. Great job, producers. That was an amazing call.
Yes.
Because that definitely like shook stuff up.
It did. So when he saw her, it was kind of like shocked, disappointment. Like it was all of it on his face, like it was just like, damn. Mm-hmm. Like, it was literally like, damn. Like, I don't know what to do now. Mm-hmm. And then even Rosanna, she was like, what's that face for? And he's like, no, what are you talking about? Like, you know, scoots over. But I'm just like, she said why don't you tell them how we know them? I was like, yes, girl.
I love that. There is nothing like an ex that has no filter. Because sis sat right down there and said, just tell them how we know each other.
Yeah, and she spilled all the beans.
In 30 seconds.
30 seconds. But then we come to find out, she is actually not this girl. She said, I can't pretend to be someone I'm not. And she starts breaking down crying because she's so in love with him and she can't believe he came on TV and did this. And I kind of feel for her, but not really, because my thing is, it was a TV show. What did you think?
I don't know. I was kind of confused because he said that she didn't want the commitment.
Yes. And she even said, if I would have known this would have happened, May, I would have committed to you. But my thing is, girl, he's going on a game show that's called Paradise Hotel, where you have to hook up or get kicked out. You really thought he wasn't going to kiss no other girl?
You know. You knew what he was doing. So back when I lived in Atlanta, there was a show that came out on MTV. Similar format where the guys and the girls were like competing for relationships and money. There was a guy I knew that was on the show that was married.
Oh.
But he never posted his wife on his Instagram ever anyway.
So you would never know.
So he went on the show.
No.
And literally, like, at the reunion, somebody brought up, like, but you're married.
Did his wife know?
Yes.
So they were in cahoots.
They were in cahoots.
They were just like, get the money, and then it'll be okay.
And we worry about the rest later. They end up divorcing probably like 2 years later because of something that he did do on the show. Like, he wasn't supposed to like sleep with anybody, but
yeah,
he did.
Yeah, of course he did.
But that's what happens when you play in hell.
I feel like that might have happened with this show too. I feel like they might have been in cahoots, like, get the money, we'll be the couple once that it's over. Because like he said, this life is starting to affect real life. And she was like, this is real life. Mm-hmm. So I feel like at first they might have been like, okay, go do the show, get your TV time, get some money, come back and we'll work it out.
Work it out, yeah.
But then she didn't realize how much emotions would come out of this.
Well, we have to thank our girl, Mary Lynn.
Mary Elena, yes.
Mary Elena, for stepping in and filling homegirl in on all the juice.
All the tea. She loved that. That was when she could step up and be somebody's friend, because you know she got her camera time by herself.
She got her camera time this episode.
Yes.
Because she felt Shay Lee in on everything.
Yeah.
You know, like, even when Shay Lee said to Tyler, you know, you had sex with her, you slept with her. They hadn't even talked about that, but she knew all that because of Mary Elena.
So, I don't know if she told them they had sex, but I know she said they've been all over each other, blah, blah, blah. And maybe she...
how did she find that out? Because when they were getting into it in the room, she said, you slept with her. I can't believe you slept with her. You know, Mary Lane.
No. Remember their conversation on the beach? He was like, I can't lie to you. We did... Yeah, we slept together.
So the conversation on the beach
was after Mary Elena's.
And then after they got into it, remember they got into it in the room? And she was like, I hate you. That was before the beach.
No, that was after the date beach.
I thought that was before. No, that was before the date.
Okay, whatever
it was. We got to bet a dollar on that.
Okay,
we got
to bet a dollar. Whatever it was, though, I was just like, she said she was done. She's over it. And then how do you feel? Because I think he did do the right thing by going back and trying to talk to her again and clearing things over. Because he said, look, I've only been in love once. This is actually something real. I should go talk to her.
I think that when you're in, you know, as a dating coach and a love expert.
Oh, really? Okay.
I think that it is very appropriate that when you do have feelings for somebody that you express them the best way you can.
Mm-hmm.
I think that in the heat of the moment, like, she said the things that she said about him. She hated him, blah, blah, blah. But deep down inside, we knew that was love.
Right.
I think for him, he realized his wrongdoings, and he wanted to apologize for it, but also wanted her to accept the fact that, girl, you didn't want him.
That is true.
Or you wanted to play this game, and then you wanted to kind of rub it in the face, like, oh, me and you slept together before you came on this show.
Dang. I mean, at the end of the day, though, he said he's in love with her. She said. Let me start using names. Tyler told Shay Lee, will I date Rosanna after this? Probably not. But then he backdoors and is like, well, I don't want to disrespect either of you. So she's like, so you're telling me you would pick her over me? And he's like, I've been with her since day one. And she said, 2 weeks. I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, two weeks? You're going to pick someone who you claim you love that you've known for a year.
I think we've all been in those situations where you're dating somebody And whether it's like a, maybe a coworker or somebody, mm-hmm. and you feel like your partner's like maybe spend too much time with them or talk to them so much.
Yeah.
And you check them and you call them out on it, and they be like, well, you know, I want to spend time with both of you equally. That's heartbreaking.
What?
Oh, girl, that face you just gave me.
Oh, no. No, no, no. If my man ever told me he wanted to spend time with me mm-hmm. and his coworker the same, bye. You can have your coworker. Like, yeah. I'm not even going to argue with you. I'm not going to cry over you. If I do, I'm going to do it in my own personal time. You're not going to see me shed mm-hmm. a tear. Because how dare you? I'm the one putting it down at night. So you're going to tell
me? I
couldn't
even imagine if somebody told me, like, well, I want to respect the both of you.
I'd be like, great. You could do that with her. I'll go over here.
You seen
that meme that's going around?
Which one?
Dust yourself off and try as friends. Yes. Or whatever Leah said. Hello.
Well, okay. So in my head, I thought that Shay Lee was going to come in. And maybe this will happen like the next episode. Maybe okay. I'll leave that for predictions.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to save that for predictions.
You got to remember it because I want
to. Right. Remind me.
What are they saying in these comments?
Oh, girl, they're going off.
So, oh, you can't be spelling. Somebody just put a spoiler in the chat.
What they say?
They said, should I say it? I mean, I guess everyone in the chat already saw it. Supposedly, Carlos picks Rosanna. I could totally see that. But I guess, I'm going to save that for predictions, too.
Oh, of course. Over
Caitlin. I think I said that at the end of the show when we watched it, too. I was like, I think they just showed Rosanna in the clips.
Yeah.
But anyways, the other guys are boring as hell. They are pretty boring.
They are very boring.
And Jair, he's disappointing. I thought he was going to rumba.
I thought he was coming in to shake it up and yes. like have some fun. He's been very dull.
He has
Remember
been.
The other guy that was supposed to come in with him?
The light skinned guy.
What happened to him?
He was cute. He was real cute. I would have chose him. I like, come here.
He need to go in there.
Well, not. He's not going to now. They show the new guys. And
oh, no, he's not coming.
Yeah, well, okay.
Can y'all let us know his Instagram if y'all can find it?
Okay. Anyways, so, you know what I thought was interesting is...
Oh, somebody gave us a little news and gossip.
What?
I guess we didn't have any news and gossip, but Jenna James, thank you for filling in for us and doing our news and gossip. Jenna James said, did y'all already discuss Fox cutting the show early?
Oh.
Wait, Jenna, let me look it up.
Our producer did say it's only...
3 weeks left.
Yeah.
I can see, Jenna, I'm going to touch on that for a second. I can see them doing that.
Why?
Because I feel like this show has been a cluster. It's been too many shows in one. I feel like... It's a lot.
Yeah, like 3 shows the first 2 weeks, then 1 show, 2.
And then on top of that, there's too much going on. Like, you vote somebody out, then somebody else comes in. You vote. When does it end?
But this is a reboot. So, if anything, they should have already had this, like, smooth out. And, you know, they should have had this planned wisely. But anyways, if you know why they cut it short, Jenna, if you want to tell us, that would be great.
Yes, because we didn't read that yet.
We didn't.
We've been
know.
In the studio all day, just showed in, and we didn't see
yes,
it.
Yes, we have literally trying to catch up on a 2-hour show.
Right.
But anyways, so okay, let's talk about the ceremony because Rosanna stands behind Carlos, but before she stands behind him, she notices she's in trouble. She's mm-hmm. like, "All right, I see that." You know, my man, no, not even my man. I see that Tyler is maybe trying to work it out with his ex. So let me strategize, like she always does, and let me go talk to Carlos and see what, if I could play with his head.
Where we stand.
So she goes over there and she's like, I always thought we had a connection, blah, blah, blah. I thought that was BS because since when do they have a connection?
Mm-hmm.
But you never know what we don't see off camera. So she goes and stands behind them, and Caitlin's face. When she does, it's kind of like, really, B? Because Caitlin straight up told Rosanna, I'm about girl code. I'm not going to talk to your man since you made it clear. This was, you know, your man. What do you think about that?
I think that Rosanna is just trying to secure the bag.
Yes.
So it's going to be fairly interesting when she teams up with somebody else that's trying to secure the bag as well.
Ooh.
And I think that...
They're both trying to secure the bag,
They're both trying to secure the bag, but I think that he would... Y'all, Carlos is conniving. I've been saying this since day one. Never, ever,
trust him.
Never trust a six-pack, a smile, good tan skin, good hair. Don't trust all that. Something got to be wrong.
That's under 5'10"? Just kidding. I'm short, so, like, I'm just playing. But...
I knew, like, he's going to, like... even if Rosanna jumps on board with him, mm-hmm. which, you know, we're kind of predicting that she might.
Yeah.
He's going to screw her over and get her out the house.
You think?
Yeah. Oh, my.
Well, right now, it seems like the only person who really just has a problem with Rosanna is David. And obviously, the two of the other girls. But David's the only male who's, like, actually said, you know, let's get her out.
Well, remember, he said that, and other guys were like, yeah, because she did. Like, everybody was, like, chiming in. But, yeah. Of course, Nicole was who, like, everybody
really wanted.
So, I think that if it had another girl elimination, it would definitely be Rosanna.
I can see that, because Carlos is not loyal to anybody, so he'll jump on the newest piece of meat that comes in.
Carlos is loyal to the check.
I like that, loyal to the check. And he calls himself Poppy Soul Son, whatever he calls himself. Mm-hmm. You can't trust that either. But then we have a little twister in there. Mary Elena stands behind JR, and so does Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
And can I just say, Brittany and JR have been so boring. They, like, we don't see any connection between them. They're just kind of like roommates. So, like, all right, we'll just, like...
I wish they could, walk. I wish that they would walk in and say, okay, let's kick a couple out.
Ooh.
Like...
And just bring a completely new one in.
And bring a new, like, couple that's,
I would
recently
like that.
Dating in.
No. Oh, okay. Finish yours.
I would say, like, bring in, like, a new couple that's just, like, recently dating in and see if, like, they can break them up. That would be great TV.
That's so mean.
Well, that's what I did another show. I can't remember the name of the show. But it's very similar to that.
Okay, I get it. It is good TV. But I was just going to say bring a guy and a girl in at the same time. You know what I mean? That way everyone has options.
I think it would be interesting if you brought a couple in.
But dang, you wanna break up a brand new couple?
Let's see if they can make it. Temptation Island. They did it on Temptation Island. You know, the guys and the girls separated.
Yeah.
So it was kind of similar.
But when they're new couples, I don't want to put them under that much pressure.
Tati agrees with us. Tati says they both can go. We completely agree.
Yeah, they're boring. They don't connect. They're not trying to make love connections. They're not even trying to secure the bag, so why are you there? They're just there on vacation at this point.
Getting no TV time because we don't even know y'all there.
But I do think... This is my prediction. I guess we could do predictions. Mm-hmm. I think that Jair could possibly choose Mary Elena. And that's why I say this, because they actually have a friendship. Even though it's not a love bond, they actually have a friendship. They've been talking to each other.
It's something going on.
Yeah. They say, they definitely say that, you know, she keeps crying to him. She goes to him mm-hmm. whenever Carlos does her wrong. Mm-hmm. So I feel like he could choose her because him and Brittany don't even have conversations.
Right.
But if he does choose her, Carlos is going to be pissed. Carlos is just going to be so over it. But then maybe, like, Carlos Mary Elena is finally done with Carlos because she sees, like, he's trash.
I mean, she should have been done with him.
Oh, my God. She was crying. She said this man broke her heart in 7 days.
I want them to bring somebody in for Mary Elena.
Yeah, I do want her to at least
find
love. Like,
find out what her type is.
Yeah, because I don't think she's going to win, but I definitely want her to find somebody.
She hanging in there.
If she was smart, she would have chose Redhead.
And they could have tagged team.
Exactly, because they were both kind of like the odd man out.
What's his name? Big Red.
That was his nickname. Mm-hmm. But
So we do have some news and gossip for you guys.
we just need it blown up a little bit.
expand it a little bit, J-Lo.
But anyways, okay, who's your favorite on the TV show so far?
Okay, this is like really, really biased. But from day one, I was super like interested in Tyler.
Oh, really?
From his swag to his style, I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh, who is he? What does he do? He's young. So I was super interested in him. So he's definitely been one of my faves. Mary Elena brings me that flair, that spice. You know what I'm saying? I really enjoy. So those are my, like, guy and girl favorites. Who are yours?
I thought Tyler was cute, but I feel like Rosanna took away too much attention from his personality. So, no, not to him. The guys are just kind of like, to me. I don't really necessarily like anyone. But based on this episode, I would say my favorite is David. Because he was going around talking.
He finally said something.
And he's cute, too. He's just more like the shy, cute type, like, that you become friends with. And then you realize, he's a good guy. Yeah. I should have been with.
Yeah, so let's get ready for some news and gossip really quick, guys. We got some breaking news. So according to Heavy.com, the final show has been reduced. And the final show will air June 6th. And that's a wrap. That's like, wow. How many weeks? That was only like 6 weeks?
We've only done like 3 shows.
So what?
And then June 6th, that's like two more weeks, right? That's 5 shows.
That is
not it. 5 shows, but it's 5 weeks.
5 weeks.
Dang, I wonder why.
And The Bachelor is usually like 12, is it?
The Bachelor is long.
Long, like 12 weeks or something like that. So that's
very,
very...
And then they have like 30 shows too.
That's very, very interesting.
Jenna says, I hope since they're cutting the show short, the people who don't win, the ones that intrigue us, go to the related reality series like X on the Beach, The Challenge, Are You the One?
Well, typically, like from my experience with like shows like this, those people often do stick with like...
Dating reality shows.
And like you see them over and over again.
My only thing is, I think they can't necessarily jump to other networks that fast because of the contract they signed.
Yeah, probably like a year.
Yeah, now if they were on MTV, they could go on all of them. Just boom, boom, they take them right away.
They should have signed on
the Viacom. Yeah, but because it's on this one, they're going to have to wait a little bit.
Well, I definitely see some people like having acting careers because I could see Carlos and Tyler. Like, they have, like, actor faces.
I can see Tyler as a model, but I guess I don't see enough of his personality to act.
Girl, he didn't give you personality this episode.
Tyler. Tyler?
Tyler gave us all the personality this episode.
Tyler lets these women be crazy in their lives, and he kind of has to respond to them. Carlos, 100%. Carlos gave me all the acting.
Carlos is so tricky.
And even the guy that got kicked, he got kicked off. And when he stood behind Rosanna,
mm-hmm.
What was his name? I don't remember.
Yeah.
But he could definitely be on some acting because mm-hmm. he was just going off. I mean, Mary Lena's already a model, so she might get booked a little bit more.
Yeah.
Tatum, no, boring. I can't really see her. Maybe Playboy Bunny.
That's it.
Yeah.
Shaylee seems like a country girl.
Yeah, she doesn't say, she was even saying, like, if my family, she was like, if my family saw this, they would be so embarrassed. I don't think she would do too many more.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, let's go into, like, final predictions.
Okay.
Because I have some final predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
You go first.
So, I am predicting that Shaylee, within the next episode and a half, if she doesn't stick with Tyler,
mm-hmm.
then she's going to mess around with one of the other guys. And I think if she does that, that's going to send Tyler over the edge.
Ooh, honestly, I wouldn't be mad if that happened.
I wouldn't either because she deserves a payback.
But the thing is, if she does mess with another guy, it would be because one, Tyler hurt her, or two, she's just getting revenge.
Yeah.
I don't think that they'll last. I agree. I don't think they'll last. But, I mean, obviously they're going to make it through this cruise night.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that Carlos is going to choose Rosanna. I don't think he's going to stick with Caitlin.
I don't either.
I think that Jair is going to choose Mary Lena and Brittany can go home because Brittany was boring either. Anyways, mm-hmm. but now since you said like they're going to be teaming up trying to secure the bag, I'm wondering at some point is Kendall going to go home because David had that realization. I think, there's going to be new guys coming in next week.
Yeah, so.
Ooh, so then the
guy. And it was like, I seen a new girl too. In one of the clips. Like, a girl I never seen. It was taking, like, body shots.
You did? Yes, I did, too.
I was like, who is she?
I think Carlos may go home. Honestly, if the girls get to choose first, Carlos going home because everyone sees how he's dogged them.
Jenna James, you should be a casting director.
Why? What did she say?
She said, I can see Carlos and Tyler on Tyler Perry's The Have and Have Not. I completely agree. Like, that's really good. Like, that is really, really good. She said, I can see Mari on Love & Hip Hop New York.
Okay.
I can see Marilyn on
see that.
I really can.
I can see that. She's kind of like a
Jenna,
Jocelyn.
You should be a casting director. I can see that happen.
Yeah. You know what? She does remind me like of Jocelyn, the Puerto Rican pop
princess. Yeah, I can see that happening for her.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess.
We'll see
what happens next week.
Yeah. So, well, guys, thank you so much for joining us for the Paradise Hotel After Show. You can find me on all social media platforms at I Am Jay Lamar. Where can they find you?
You can find me on social media at Lauren the Truth.
All right, we'll see you guys next week.
Thank you so much for watching.
Thanks, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.